Chapter 3. Back home, everybody was very worried about Kay.
Where was he?
He was missing all winter and all spring. Gerda was very upset. People gave up, but she didn't. He's gone, they said. Maybe he fell in the river and died. Then I will go to the river and ask for him back, she said. So Gerda went down to the river. She took her special new shoes. They were special because they were red. Dearest river, she said, if I give you my special red shoes, will you give Kay back? She threw her special shoes into the water, but the river gave them back. She picked the shoes back up. Does this mean you don't have Kay? She said. Or did I not throw the shoes far enough? She decided to throw them further. She got into a boat. From here, she could throw the shoes further into the river. She threw the shoes, but then the boat moved. It started to go down the river. Gerda was very frightened. Then she began to think. Maybe the river doesn't have Kay, she thought. Maybe it is taking me to where Kay is. The boat went down the river for many hours. Eventually, it stopped at a little house with a wonderful garden. It was perfect summer in the garden, and the flowers were lovely. An old woman came out of the house. She was happy and round. She wore a pretty summer dress and a big sun hat. The big sun hat had beautiful flowers painted on it.
Goodness me, said the old woman. However did you get here?
Please can you help? Said Gerda. I am looking for my friend. Have you seen him? The old woman looked thoughtful.
No, I haven't, she said. But tell me, do you like my garden? Do you like flowers? Aren't they beautiful?
Gerda got out of the boat. She looked at the flowers. They were very beautiful indeed. But Gerda needed to find Kay.
Your garden and the flowers are lovely, said Gerda. But I need to find Kay.
Okay, said the old woman. But would you like to eat some cherries first? I grow them in the garden.
Gerda was hungry, and some cherries did sound nice. The old woman took Gerda into the house.
I have always wanted a little girl, said the old woman. We are going to have such a lovely time together.
Gerda continued to eat the cherries. The old woman was magic. She was the summer queen. She was not a bad person, but she was lonely, just like the snow queen. She wanted to keep Gerda. She knew roses reminded Gerda of Kay, so she hid all the roses in the garden where Gerda could not see them. Gerda loved the summer garden. She was very happy here. She did not remember how she got here or why. The summer queen gave her a soft bed, and every day Gerda played in the sunshine among the flowers. It was perfect, except for one thing. Gerda loved all the flowers in the garden. She could name them all. Daisies, tulips, lilies, orchids, lavender, sunflowers. But something was wrong. There was a flower missing. Of course, the summer queen had hidden all the roses, because they would remind Gerda of Kay. But one day in the garden, Gerda looked at the summer queen's hat. It had flowers painted on it. She started to name them.
Oh, there is a lily, she said, and a lovely sunflower. And this one.
It was a big, round, red flower. It looked familiar. The summer queen quickly took off her hat and hid it, but it was too late. Gerda saw the rose.
A rose! She said happily. I remember now, I love roses. I grew them in my garden with Kay.
Gerda was surprised. She had forgotten all about Kay. She ran out of the summer garden. She stopped in surprise. Outside the summer garden, it wasn't summer anymore. It was autumn. How long had she been in the summer garden? She looked down. She wasn't wearing any shoes. She didn't need shoes in the summer garden. But here, the ground was cold and hurt her feet. She ran on anyway, because she needed to find Kay.